Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk first about Governor Andrew Cuomo was in Brooklyn yesterday while speaking at the service at the First Baptist Church of Crown Heights, and he went directly after President Trump. This comes after a week in which Cuomo took some criticism for his America being not that great comments, but he even directed his comments specifically talking to the president.
Talk about making lemonade from lemons. He had a bad week last week. He took a lot of heat, not just in New York, but nationally, for his comments mocking President's Make America Great Again slogan. And he said, hey, America was never great to begin with for a lot of people. And obviously that rankled feathers. So yesterday, he and the president have been at war since then, and yesterday he upped it. He went to this church, and he blasted Trump as un-American. He called him King Trump, the great divider in chief of this nation, and someone who has the moral compass that points to sexism, racism, bigotry, and intolerance.
From there, the issue of superdelegates. And I see in your column today, Ken, the governor is pushing to curb on the power of special Democratic delegates.
The governor, who himself has been a super delegate. These are delegates to the Democratic National Committee who get to choose the president, you know, who help choose the president. But unlike most delegates, they're not bound by what their states do in the primary. So in other words, if New York picks Hillary Clinton, theoretically a super delegate from New York can pick Bernie Sanders and at the convention. So the Democratic National Committee at its meeting this coming week is going to vote on a new resolution that would limit the ability and the power of the superdelegates. Cuomo sent a letter to 22 of New York's delegates on the DNC saying that he thinks they should vote for it, that it should be one person, one vote. This is really seen as a nod to the left. This has been a big issue for Bernie Sanders supporters who believe he might have won the nomination had there been no superdelegates. So Cuomo, who's in a very bitter primary with Cynthia Nixon and those on the left who support her, this seems to be a nod to the Bernie Sanders part of the wing.
I see former top aide to the state's last Republican governor, George Pataki, has formally joined Molinaro's campaign.
Dave Catalfamo, he's been around a long time. He very quietly quit the lobbying firm of Alphonse D'Amato, where he's been for 6 years. D'Amato has been close to the governor and probably didn't want someone around who's been helping Molinaro. So Catalfamo left, and he is now formally on Molinaro's payroll. He's also created his new consulting firm.
You have an interesting item on the state's Attorney General Barbara Underwood's office recusing itself from representing the state's Ethics Commission in a GOP-filed lawsuit. And that lawsuit came from the state's GOP chairman, Ed Cox.
Cox sued what's known as JCOPE, which is basically the State Ethics Commission, basically asking and trying to force them to say whether or not they are looking into a complaint he filed that they investigate the Cuomo administration after it was revealed that Joe Prococo, Cuomo's former top aide who was recently convicted on federal corruption charges, he wanted to investigate whether he violated state law by using his old state office while he was on the payroll of the governor's campaign. And he wants JCOPE to look into both the governor and Prococo's use of it. And JCOPE won't say if it is or not. He sued, and Barbara Underwood, the attorney general, has said that she basically recused her office from representing JCOPE. They say they have other matters that involve some of the same players, so it wouldn't be right for them to get involved. But the Republicans say that they just didn't want to do anything that could possibly hurt the governor.
Finally, Ken, the issue of a GOP group, which is the Republican Attorney General's Association, looking at the AG race in New York, they came away impressed in a meeting with one of the candidates, Keith Wofford.
Yeah, the Republican candidate, Keith Wofford. Look, the Republican National, the national group, says that they believe this could be a competitive race in New York for the first time in a long time. They're not convinced yet that he can win, so they haven't committed to raising money, but they think they're going to watch it, and if they think that it's a viable race, they say that they will help fund it.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us each Monday. You can find out more at NY Daily News, and there's more of our conversation online, wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.